Do you think that today is the day that Tommy Lugauer should concede?
Concede?
Mm-hmm.
What is he conceding?
You know what he's conceding. Sometimes around here we make bets.
Yes.
We make predictions. And we all have to take our lumps. I've taken my lumps plenty. We've all taken our lumps.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you should concede.
Oh, you already know what it is?
I do now.
Look, I think I've made it very clear.
Three and two-thirds is just not...
Tommy DeVito is interning with the Giants right now. He's doing very, very well.
Not
you
it.
Speak often about it.
So, for those that are not aware of what I am inferring to, I want to play a clip from December of this past year. Mm. Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer were debating and fighting who would have a better season, Max Fried or Clay Holmes. And eventually, Tommy came to agreement on what he would give Sean if Fried had a better year. So you will hear Tommy confirm what he has to do, plus the terms of the bet that I think are crystal clear.
Sit in the bleachers with Keith, with the shirt, that whatever, warm up to Keith's show during a Yankee Met game.
Now, what stat do you want? You want to use ERA, or is that not fair?
It can't be wins, so it's got to be something more tangible.
Do we do war? War? They're both starting pitchers.
Yeah, I think it's got to be starters ERA. Starters ERA.
With a minimum of innings pitched here?
How about it's three categories, winner take all?
So best two or three?
So it's best two or three.
I like it.
ERA. Okay. Innings pitched and whip. Those are your three.
All right.
Is that fair?
I think that's actually fair.
There you go.
I think you need to add a disqualifier, though. If you get less than 15 starts, you're disqualified.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Because you do need to pitch a full season.
Right. Okay. Or at least half of it.
But I think you lose. Like, I think if Max Fried gets hurt and Clay Holmes pitches a full year,
that's part of the argument.
I kind of give Tommy the win.
Yeah, of course.
No, he's right. That's part
that's
of the
what
argument.
That's what I mean. So there's got to be a cutoff, like a qualifier.
What do you think that qualifier should be? 15 starts?
15 starts.
Okay.
If you don't get the 15, you haven't had a real season.
There you go. Very good. Well, just so we know, they've all cleared 15.
Yep.
In fact, both Max Fried and Clay Holmes have each made 24 starts.
Mm-hmm.
Through 24 starts, Max Fried, 144 innings. Clay Holmes, 126. Same amount of starts, 18-inning difference. When it comes to whip, Max Fried, 1.09. Clay Holmes, 1.34.
Mm.
When it comes to ERA, Clay Holmes is now up to 3.71. Max Fried is at 2.94. And just because Sean mentioned war, Clay Holmes won.
Mm.
Max Fried, 2.9. Mm. This is a landslide. That's why on August 13th, Tommy Lugauer, are you ready to concede?
I am not ready to concede at all. In fact, I'm super confident. Because now give me Max Fried's numbers over the last couple months.
He hasn't been good, but what about Clay Holmes' numbers over the last month?
But by the way, we should have added another qualifier.
Yeah.
If one of them gets moved to the bullpen, then it's over.
Well, I think what's clear in the clip is it's starters ERA. So if Clay gets moved to the bullpen.
Which is a possibility.
We got to get into this because I think it's complicated, but you're right. It certainly is with the way he pitched last night. Your ERA would be frozen at 3.71. Now, you're right. Fried's trending in the wrong direction. So is Clay. But even with that bad trend, these numbers are just...
I mean, but it would have to be colossal implosion from Max Fried.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. This
from an ERA standpoint.
Let me put this in terms you would remember because it wasn't that long ago. It's 10 o'clock at night and you're Kamala Harris. I mean, it's over.
Well, hold on a second.
You could be told, wow, this could
we're doing very well in the whiff rate. My people are telling me the greatest in history. Never been seen before, ever. Fried's numbers continue to go down. If Holmes, when he picks it up, I will be leading all these categories. Max Fried had an under 2 ERA. He's got like a 3 ERA now.
If Max Fried stopped pitching, like today, he's just like, I'm done. How many starts would it take for Clay Holmes to get to the 18 innings he trails Max Fried?
Quick math here. Four. Four.
It's over, bro.
It's not over
until
it's over. I'm not going to concede. First of all, conceding is a what's the word I want to use here for a bet? It's a wimpy thing to do.
Yeah.
You got to ride this bad boy out. I think if I was, let me put it to you this way. If I was in Sean's position right now, I wouldn't want me to concede. Who would want me to concede? You want it to go down to the wire. You want to see it sweat out. I think the audience deserves that, too. They're following along with it.
Here's the problem.
Tommy, by not conceding, you're kicking the can down the road. If you concede now, we can get you in Yankee Stadium.
No,
we can pay it off.
That's not what is in the clip, and that's not what was agreed to. It was a Subway Series game in the bleachers with me and Keith, and I assume you're going to be there. I know BT wanted, and whatever. All the Yankee fans, whoever wants to come, McMonagle, he can't sit a play out. So everybody that wants to be there can be there. And if I had won, you were going with the seven line, who love us, for a Subway Series game, and you would sit with the fanny pack people.
Is it worse for you to be at a non-Subway Series game than a Subway Series game? Because if Sean gives you the out to go to Yankees Twins tonight just to get it over with.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it over with. I want to ride it out, and then if I lose, I will
agree.
You
should do it when it's beautiful.
I also...
Like, seriously, think about this. It's 90-something degrees right now. By game time, it's going to be 79. Chill, have a beer.
But it's a Yankee chilling. Met bet. No, but that's why it should be at a game. Subway Series.
If we could be real about this for a second, the Yankees and Mets at Yankee Stadium next year, I think it's like 95% chance they're going to play the weekend of September 11th next year.
I've heard the same. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are going to pay off this bet over 13 months from now.
Yeah, it's
Tommy.
A year from now, bro. Yeah.
Come on.
Well, listen.
Be a little real.
Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes at the first WrestleMania. I agree. Evan would agree that it actually was the right thing to do because it allowed to build the storyline up. And you never know what the twists and turns. We could double down on it. We could do a lot of different
things.
You
know what the concern I think Sean has is... Obviously, Max Fried is going to win this bet this year. I just went through the numbers. Well, it's over.
It's not over, but
there's just no way that Clay Holmes is going to rejuvenate unless he's hurt and goes on the IL or something.
Yeah, it would
and rest and chills for a little bit.
But even then, he would lose the innings pitch argument. That one would be gone. Right. I think the only way Clay could win this is if Fried just absolutely implodes.
Or
gets hurt. No, but I think he needs the implosion to bring the ERA up.
Oh, I see.
Gets hurt, and then Clay dominates, which doesn't feel likely. But I think the problem we're running into is it's over. Freed's going to win. Next year, if Clay has a better year than Fried, he's going to go there kicking and screaming, saying, but what about this year? What about this year? Well, the bet is 2025. It's not 2026.
And I made a bet earlier in the year that the Mets would not fall out of first place the rest of the year.
Remember that one? You son of a B.
I made the bet, okay, and I believed in my
bet. Not only have they fallen out of first place, they're five games back. Right. They did pick up a game last night.
But the point being, you guys left me no option of when I had to pay off. I paid off the bet in April of this year because it was the NFL draft. That's how quickly I lost the bet.
All right, well then next time, dummy, when you set parameters and negotiations, don't give me the option of picking where I want to do it. I said it in the clip where it would be. You should have said, hold on, Luke. If you're down and out and it's August and it's over, then you have to go to a Twins game with Sean or with Keith, whoever.
Also,
we said Subway Series.
We do need to create that T-shirt that he's the host of the Keith McPherson warm-up show.
I like that.
Which was a part of this bet, that you have to wear that shirt while at Yankee Stadium watching a game. Either way, the Fried Holmes bet is over. And the Mets do have a Clay Holmes problem because that was, I'll accept the five innings, two runs. Like, I'm good with it because I think we forget what the expectation.
That's actually not a bad start for him.
No, I agree.
Given this is his first year as a full-time starter.
I agree. And I also think that, and we talked about this yesterday, to me, I put more of the onus on Senga and Manaya to go deeper into games more than I do Clay Holmes. He's a back-of-the-rotation starter. But what he did yesterday is unacceptable. That can't happen. Mm. And I think the trouble that the Mets are in right now is they've already pulled Frankie Montas. Nolan McLean is going to make that start on Saturday, which is awesome. And they kind of need Clay Holmes for now. He's going to pitch Sunday in the Little League game. Then they got a stretch of games where they play every single day. Like, I think they almost have to throw Clay out there every 5 or 6 days because unless they were willing to throw another young pitcher in the rotation.
Which they might.
They could. It's risky.
But, I mean, why not at this point? What's the alternative is Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
And that's uncertain. That's just as uncertain. Actually, it's probably more uncertain because you don't know. You know he's only going five.
So you'd pull him?
And then you don't know if he's going less than five.
So you'd move him to the bullpen?
Not move him to the bullpen yet, but the problem is it becomes a numbers issue with the pitching, the number of pitchers.
I know. And not to get the weeds on it, but you're right. Like, the roster construction becomes a problem.
Right.
What I would do right now with Clay Holmes, because they don't need him in the bullpen. This is a very deep bullpen, so it's not like what we thought about 3 weeks ago when we actually debated this, and I was like, man, they could use him. Well, yeah, they went out and traded for Ryan Helsley. They went out and they traded for Tyler Rogers. What I would do is I'd give him the month. I'd give him the rest of August. I think that's about three or four more starts. When we get to Labor Day, I think we got to reevaluate based on Nolan McClain.
Well, it changes then because you can the roster expands.
The roster, right. But it only expands by two spots.
True.
It's not like the way it used to be.
But it could be, but it's going to be a pitcher's.
Yeah,
right?
Well, one pitcher. You can only do one pitcher. Right. But I think that based on the way McClain pitches, the way McGill pitches, who may be on his way back, the way even Sproat pitches if he gets a call, and the way Holmes pitches, I would say this to Clay. I'll give you another couple of weeks. Come September, if you ain't cutting it, you're out of the rotation.
I just don't know how it's getting better in a couple of weeks when it seems like he's worn down right now.
I know.